I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Winter is fast approaching, and for those of us in the north, the season for metal detecting is nearing its end. So this week I want to talk about indoor treasure hunting. No, not pulling coins out of the sides of the sofa or finding money down the heat vents, but looking for valuables at thrift shops. I've talked about thrift shops before. In show 86, I discussed finding valuable old relics in thrift shops like dial phones and Model T Ford distributor caps. And in show 99, I described a Mine Lab Sovereign metal detector that I saw at a Goodwill store for $14.98. But this time, I'm going to give you some tips on finding something most people would never dream can be found at their Goodwills and Salvation Armies, valuable signatures. One of my sidelines is selling autographs at my danhughesautographs.com website. Now, I don't buy autographs anymore from dealers or collectors. Nowadays, I'm just selling, not buying, except in thrift shops. Wait a minute, you say, how do you find autographs in thrift shops? Well, you don't find a lot of them, but you don't find a lot of silver dollars with your metal detector either, do you? But you keep looking, and I keep looking for those thrift shop autographs. Here's how. Sometimes authors sign books, and some of those books end up in thrift shops. I'm guessing that the way it usually happens is that the owner of the signed book dies, and his kids donate the book along with all the other things they clear out, not knowing the book was autographed. In a thrift shop in Falls Church, Virginia, I found 9 novels, all signed by the author, William F. Buckley, Jr., and each one was personalized to the same Navy admiral. Now here's how to increase your odds of finding these treasures. Most signed books are autobiographies. These are the ones I look for first. The Goodwill stores in my area sort their books by category: mystery, science fiction, romance, technical, and the like, and autobiography is one of their sections. I open each book and flip through the first couple of pages looking for a signature. You can narrow it even more by realizing there are 2 kinds of books: bookstore editions and book club editions. Remember the Book of the Month Club? Well, the books put out by the book clubs are smaller than the original bookstore editions, and with a little practice, you can recognize those smaller books. And you can ignore them. They're much less likely to be signed than the original editions, because most of those signatures were done at live signing parties at bookstores. Now, I've found an occasional signed book club edition, and sometimes I find fiction books signed by their authors. But your odds are much better if you start with the autobiographies and the nonfiction books by famous people. In the last few weeks, I've found books signed by Bill Veeck, the sports executive most famous for sending a midget to bat when he owned the St. Louis Browns baseball team, and ex-President Jimmy Carter. And believe it or not, Bill Veeck's signature is worth more than President Carter's. The CD rack is another possibility. Just last week, I found a CD signed by Cyndi Lauper. Now, there's one more facet of autograph collecting I have to discuss here. How do we know they are real? Anybody can fake a signature, right? Yes, and that's a major problem in the hobby. The only way you can know for certain that an autograph is real is to be right there when it was signed. After that, it's just jump ball. Some autographs come with a certificate of authenticity, which is just as easily faked as an autograph, so they mean nothing. But most people who fake autographs do it on photographs. I see very few fakes in books. Well, I once saw a Bible up for bid on eBay that was signed by God, but I'm pretty sure that one was a fake. Also, faked autographs tend to fall into 3 main categories. First, the really valuable ones, like Abraham Lincoln and Neil Armstrong. Second, showbiz stars. And third, sports stars, because these sell easily and are in heavy demand. Authors, not so much. If you're worried about a forgery, you can go online and compare the signature you've found to known signatures of the person in question. It's much harder to do a good copy of someone else's signature than most people imagine. And if the signature is personalized, like Good Luck Bob, then it's even more likely to be real. I've found thrift shop books signed by dozens of authors over the years, including comedian Joey Adams, Yogi Berra, Victor Borge, Jim Boughton, and Admiral Byrd. And that's just the A's and B's. So when it's too cold to pull your treasures from the ground, see if you can't find some treasures on the bookshelves instead. And please, let me know what you find. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book on metal detecting and some free articles on treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.